Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're recording on a Friday, and you know what that means.
Whoop, whoop.
Easton. It's Friday.
Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Fun, partying, fun, partying. Fun. Yeah.
We got close.
No.
Party. Did we get close? Is it partying, partying, yeah, or partying, partying, fun?
Fun.
Yeah,
fun.
Remember she just repeated and she had like a grill full of braces.
fun. She's like an amazing singer and performer now. You guys know that, right? Rebecca Black?
Wow, I just learned something new.
She's a bad bitch too. You know, I saw her at that party you took me to, La, at Tom Tom last year, the one for Euphoria.
Rebecca Black was partying at Tom Tom.
She was there and I was like, who is that hot chick? And it was Rebecca Black. So good for you, Rebecca.
The front door.
Yeah.
Damn, she is pretty fine.
Oh my god, no, she's like with her big doe eyes, bam.
Yeah,
eyes.
And she's got, no, and kidding. She's.
I'm kidding.
Jessica, you're on a roll today.
Oh no.
She may not have had braces. I think I made that up in the Friday music video. Today's a very special day. It's one that really. Lisa Birmingham, my mother. You are harder to get in touch with than the president.
Well, I feel very welcome today.
You're hard to book. The fact that you're here is incredible.
I know, it was kind of a fluke.
Really?
Because after yesterday, I don't know that.
She thought she was going to go back to Utah.
We had a very rough day.
Can we hear about it?
We were at each other's throats. It got a little dark.
Got very dark.
Very dark. Me sobbing on the couch. Us kind of verbally abusing one another. It's
no!
Fine. It's fine.
Ocean picking sides.
Your side, that's why you brought it up.
It wasn't mine. It was not mine. No, she was very upset for Gigi. When I say very upset, she was just going, Gigi, it's okay. Then she wants to sleep in my bed, and I'm like, okay, you can sleep in my bed. And I ask her, I go, do you love me? And she goes, no. And I go, you don't love me? And she goes, no, I don't. I go, you don't love your mom? And she goes, Mom, I don't love you. I love Gigi. And I go, then go sleep with her. And she didn't even care. She just goes, ugh.
And goes,
grabs her stuffed elephant, walks down the stairs.
Did she have her Perrier too?
She had Perrier in the other arm. And I knew this would happen. She goes into Gigi's room. And as time passes, I hear the Jeej go, it's time for bed. I'm done. Lay down. And she's like, I'm a Perrier pup, Jeej. And she's like, you've had one. You're done. I hear the little pitter-patter come up the stairs. She opens the door. She goes, stuffed animal. Perrier. Can I sleep with you, Mom? I go, that depends. Do you love me? And she goes, of course I do.
She's so sweet. You guys know. She was so cute to me. Like, she grabbed my face and said, it's going to be okay. Aww. She was the cutest, sweetest thing.
And why was she doing that to you?
Because we'd had a rough, rough day. I kind of backed into Bradley the...
Let's talk about it. First and foremost, I had a meltdown because... I can't live a normal life, okay? Let's not get offended. I don't need a repeat of yesterday, Lisa.
But now you're here to rebuttal.
Just keep it light. So there's this box that I've been placed in, right? And what happens in the box is I get to work my ass off, and I get to be a mom. And then
she gets
I get
to stay in the box.
I get to stay in the box. What happens in the box is three things. Hang out with your mom, be a mom, and work your ass off.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Nothing outside. Oh, I'm sorry. I do get to socialize. So thank God the people I work with are cool because they're the only people I socialize with.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So I'm talking about somebody that I'd like to go and hang out with. And of course, it's a big to-do. Okay? It was a big to-do with the Don. It was a big to-do with any man I've come in contact with Twinkle Toes. It's been a to-do because no one trusts my judgment.
I think we're really
fair
good
enough.
At, yes.
But they also don't trust
because
their
of
own
your
judge-
track record.
Because of my track record, we're extremely scarred.
Scarred, damaged, you
yes.
name it.
And it's all about like, we don't know their motive. We don't know their intention. First thing Lisa asks is, did his background check come back yet? I was like, well, I have plans with him very soon. And it takes 2 weeks minimum to get a worldwide background check back.
Right.
And so it just turned into an explosion. That's where it started, okay? Now we know I need people to be a little bit more delicate with me. You know, make me feel, because it is very intense, right? Dealing with my situation is intense. So I get where my mom's coming from. But like, let's try to be delicate and realize that like, my life don't consist of much. Like, I'm tired of working my ass off. And I love you, Mom. But like, I'd like to see someone other than you, Jessica and Easton. I would. I love you guys.
I feel like we love you too.
You do deserve
but,
that.
I feel two ways about this. What were you going to say, Easton?
No, I was just going to say, but your pickers suck. So exactly. We're very, very.
Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We just got your back, baby.
I do feel like, number one, so thankful for you two, because obviously, like Lala was telling me this yesterday, and I was like, that's a mom and a brother. Like, they're looking out for your best interest. You need that. Number two, though, I do feel like your picker has probably improved at the very least. And it's like, for me, it's taking out the fun. Like, I feel like you'll get so stressed over it, and then you're like, fuck it, I'm not going to hang out with anyone, and then that makes me sad.
But that does happen.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there's no middle ground. It's like, I can't, and I share everything with my family, so it's like, hey, I'm busy Friday. Busy Friday? With doing what? And
right.
It's like, short circuit. Like, what do you mean busy? And then I have to tell them, and then it opens a whole can of worms of like, did you background check him? What are his intentions? Have you asked him this? And I'm like, I'm just trying to get some french fries with the guy.
But you have told mother and I and Jess that everyone you date, you will background check.
Does this count before the first date, though?
But that doesn't count for this one.
No. But okay. I think this stage in life, I'm not.
Yeah.
But you guys, I'm not. Dating. Men that I have consistently hung out with where I'm like, oh, this is fun. I think I could picture bringing him around my family. They're always background checked. But to think of this stage in my life where it's like, you're not going to be meeting my family. You're not going to be dating me. So why would I spend thousands of dollars background checking you at this stage in the game when my life, there's no place for you. Like, I'm literally just looking for you to occupy a tiny piece of my time so that I can look back on my week and think I did something other than be a mom, kick it with my mom, and work my ass off.
But what did we come to the consensus of
that
after?
That you are going to be protective of me but be more delicate in your delivery of trying to protect me because I need that. I need someone to be sensitive with the fact that being me in my personal life is just intense.
Yeah. It's hard
We're
to be
all
delicate
very
with that
scarred.
When we care so much about it.
I have a quick question on this, and then we can. If Law were to go out with girlfriends and go to a bar and she meets this hot guy, so hot, and then brings him, not back to the house, but they go, let's say, to a local hotel room and make out, not have sex.
A local hotel room.
And then I'm just trying to keep it in the middle. So, and then she has the best night. He goes, okay, it was great seeing you, and she comes home. Would you be happy for her, or would you be like, that was insane?
You better not fucking lie. Don't fucking lie, Lisa.
But I would be happy for you.
You would ask me, where'd you meet him? What does he do?
I don't think at this point I would because of our conversation that we had.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
But before yesterday.
Scarring.
You know for a fact.
Lisa, you're protected by these mics and our producer. She can't climb the desk.
The moment, if yesterday wouldn't have happened where we had a breakthrough moment, I love you, Mom, she would not have been happy. She would have gone through the logistics and all of the things of, we better run the background check. You cannot see him until we know that he's never been married or isn't married. Like, what's his financial status?
Well, I think I'm scarred because people tend to lie. So I think I'm scarred from that.
And I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So, I don't blame you at all. But let's
recap what else happened yesterday that was the icing on the
cake. Okay, just very quickly, the only thing is, I love my mom protecting me. I love Easton protecting me. But when they enter a conversation with me, it would be nice to be treated like, oh, she's 33 years old, very self-sufficient, and a mom. So let's approach the conversation as such and not like I'm dealing with a 16-year-old who just snuck out of the house and I found a used condom in the car.
That's how we feel.
Right.
Your bag.
So that happens.
No one gets to touch
that
you.
That happens.
Nor you. You're virgins for the rest of your life.
Yeah, pretty much we are born again virgins.
Oh, and do you remember back in the day, Lauren would always say, nope, not dating. You're not doing anything. You're not da 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 da.
About you?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm like, maybe we get her laid and she'll just stop cock blocking me. Fucking cock blocking me.
You, no.
You go get Lisa, laid now, bitch.
No.
But that's what I lived through for 5 years.
No, at this point, I'm like, bring him to the house. I don't care.
No.
Just take your focus off me.
Come hang out with me, Lisa. Oh,
I am. No.
I am gonna punch her to you.
You have a hot day Sunday.
No, it's not a date. I'm about to lose it on everybody.
It's not a date.
Yeah, Easton, I'm out in these streets just fucking. Just fucking. No. Okay, so then we have this explosive argument, and Lisa goes, I'm not talking about this anymore. I'm taking the boxes back to Spectrum so we don't get charged. And I'm like, great, fabulous. So I'm talking to Bradley. He's doing my hair for VPR interviews. Hold on. Where's the camera? Lisa comes in. I hear the door open and slam, and Lisa comes in like this. Bradley. And I was like, what's wrong? And she goes, I backed into your car. I backed into your car. Well, I know that you don't have your car because it's at East End. So that means you also backed my car into Bradley. Like,
how bad? How bad?
Not terrible.
How bad?
Well, his maybe Mark worse. Came marching out.
I was pissed. Guns she's already tried to cock block me, and now she's wrecking my car.
And she immediately calls me. I'm in Palm Springs.
Well, because I needed someone to call me. So I called Easton. I go, Mom just backed my car into Bradley's car. And Easton immediately goes, okay, she's 63. Just remember that. And I was like, she
Thank
talked
you,
about
Easton.
The beeper not
you.
Going off. And I was like, who just relies on the freaking beeper? Like, you just like haul ass with, I'll just focus on the beeper. And Easton's calming me down.
No, had I been hauling ass, it would have taken his car out. It was barely tapped, but it did dent his fender. And it broke your tail light.
And I walk out, and I'm like this.
Not yet.
With my hair all fucked up. And I'm on with Ethan, and I go, I'm not happy.
And she goes, and I'm not paying for it.
And guess what my response was? And I go, no shit, Sherlock.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on a roll.
Do you feel so bold when you say that?
Baby.
You are bold. It's it was how fine. Nice that you guys can be in the studio laughing today. What a great family.
Well,
it's
yesterday.
Laughing or sobbing in the fetal position. It was not pleasant at the house last night.
I'm very glad I was gone.
It.
You know what? I'm glad Ocean could see things come full circle.
Right. There was contention and resolution.
Always.
And in the meantime.
Always have the resolution.
We had East End's pit bulls at our house, along with Lily.
Mm-hmm.
And through the turmoil. Obviously, Lauren's up in her room. I'm down in my room. I'm assuming she has the dog.
After I sent her, we were like, we were having a lover's quarrel last night.
Texting
I texted
to the house.
Her because my mom told me she doesn't like me reprimanding her. Like, sure. She's a child. Huh? And so I was like, okay, whatever. I don't do that. Maybe I have a skewed perception of reality. I don't know. I can only see things from my perspective, right?
Right.
So I'm up in my bedroom. Taking a load off, letting her cool down as well. And I send her a text that says, I'm sorry, I'll do better. Good night. And then she responds, and I don't look at it because I'm watching Vanderpump Rules, the new episode. And then she calls me and goes, do you have Niecy in your room? And I said, no. And so,
you guys are cool.
And I'm like, are you kidding? Because I have searched the entire house for the
At
dog,
this point, I
there.
Said, fuck this whole day. Because it was like, we could not catch a break. I'm like, now the dog's gone.
Oh, where was Niecy?
We left her outside and it was so pimples.
No, but it was 9:30 at night.
That's not like it was late. We go to bed early.
Was it cold? Yeah. It wasn't that cold.
It was a little cold.
Cold for a short-haired animal.
But she wasn't even by the door trying to come in. She was laying out on the lawn.
She was protecting.
It was really cute.
I think in her last home, because she's obviously a rescue from Utah Humane, she was an outdoor dog.
Yes, I think so too.
And she kept escaping and they just said.
A lot of rescues are outdoor.
Yeah, forget it. Because she is a purebred American Staffordshire Terrier.
She's a stunning girl.
Oh, she's the best dog.
Wait, oh, I was like, wait, he or she? I thought it was a she.
No, she is a pretty lady.
He is a pretty lady.
What? I don't get it.
No, I said she is a pretty lady.
He was saying he.
He kept saying he, right?
No, she's the sweetest dog in the whole world. So anyway. We bonded over Easton for a moment
when we first wanted to adopt her because I had Pablo and Pablo is the sexiest pimple you've ever seen.
100%.
Like so sexy. 100%. And Easton was like, I want a dog that looks like Pablo. Well, mom brought Niecy home and she had these nipples.
No, she called me. I called him
to have him come down to the shelter.
And Easton could not get past the nipples.
So I look at this dog and I go, her nipples are huge.
Well, you guys, first of all, I bring her out. She's pancaking on the floor. She won't even walk, remember?
Oh.
And then you noticed her nipples.
Well, I noticed her and I was like, I can't have that dog just chafing those nipples on our carpet. So I
you
but Lisa,
sexist fuck.
I
the nipples
apologize.
Almost did it in for you, huh?
It did. But Lisa goes, come here, and she goes, just sit in the corner. So I sat in the corner and she walked. At the time her name was Daisy.
Okay.
She walked her and then let her go and she sprinted to me and then just like curled up in my lap. And then I didn't care about her nipples. I said, oh, you're coming home with me, baby.
She's the best cuddle bug in the
world.
She's almost the sweetest dog ever.
I'm constantly bleeding because when I'm cuddling her in bed, if I stop, she'll like scratch and sometimes she'll get my nose and she'll get a good one in there.
She's a digger.
Yeah. So I can't cuddle with her too much. She'll poke eyes out. She's a cuddle bug.
She's so sweet.
We changed her name from Daisy to Bernice.
I was wondering where Niecy came from. Bernice looks
like a Bernice.
I know. Dylan Doherty named her.
And Lisa almost fell. She was clutching her pearls, being like, I cannot have a dog named Bernice. She was like, what about Finley? I'm like, Finley?
Yeah. Terrible.
Finley is on my baby names list, La.
That name is so cute.
She doesn't look like a Finley. She looks like a Bernice or a Margaret.
She's so cute. Speaking of cute, they are the best watchdogs, are they not?
Yes.
Were they barking?
We need that right now.
Oh, they go toes.
Do they?
Did
you guys leave like
intruders
the side
beware.
Gate open so they can go in like the front yard too?
Yeah. I didn't because I'm afraid that they might escape from the automatic gate opening and closing. Mm-hmm. But our neighbors got robbed.
Oh my God. We talked about this, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. Did we?
Yeah, last week, didn't we?
I think we talked about how I'm stacked with ADT.
You moved into a new, yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, the neighbor got robbed. They did not have ADT, and let me tell you what.
And they don't have big pit bulls.
Now they do have ADT.
And they got a little pit bull.
Did they get a pit bull?
They have a pit bull.
Oh, they did get a pit bull puppy.
A chihuahua pit bull.
Pit bull puppies, foo.
Mm.
Pit bull puppies.
Pit bull puppies are the cutest puppies.
By the way, I'm about to get two more because someone was like, with these three dogs, I think you're good. And I'm like, yeah, but I've heard that even if you have dogs, and they were like, I never say never, okay? Some people are ballsy and they just don't care and they know exactly what to do and how to break in and how to deal with the dogs. But I'm staying stacked, all right?
Right.
Like, what does 50 Cent say? I protect what I've got. I'm in my house with my blade.
That's right.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Wish a motherfucker would.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress No glue manis and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Let's talk about the fact that we live in a new area and Lisa and I found a new nail place. Thank you, Jessica, for the recommendation.
The best.
Really?
Oh, the best, Jerry. Love them. And they're 5 minutes from us.
I used to go there, yeah.
It's great.
They're great.
Loved it. So.
Oh, no.
I get up to pay, and there is this girl who's like sulking.
But she was doing that next to me for the last 15 minutes to the nail tech.
Oh, well, and what was she saying?
It's just not the color. It's in the color I chose.
And the nails were done, right?
Oh, yeah. And she kept saying about her birthday. And you could take it from there. But I got to hear about it for 15 minutes prior to you listening to it.
God.
So apparently this girl, I don't know what she was doing. Usually they paint the nails. The first coat goes in. Second, after a couple nails, you could go, you know, this doesn't look like this the nail color. Yes. So first of all, your fault. Mm-hmm. Your fault. And then she's like sulking to this woman still as we're trying to pay. And she's like, and these are my birthday nails. And I wanted to say, bitch, you're a grown-ass woman. No one cares. You're not a birthday nails. First
and
of all,
why didn't she said something about having a birthday shoot or something.
Oh, which, God. A birthday shoot. Why didn't she? Did she not want to redo them? Did the lady not want to redo them? What?
I don't have 2 hours to like sit. It's not going to take 2 hours. And have you guys fix the mistake. I guess.
Oh, they were dip, maybe.
I guess I'll just call.
Was she trying to get
like,
it for free?
And she's like, we won't make you pay. And she's like, it's not even about paying for them. It's that it's not the right color. And first of all, and then she's showing the nail color that she wanted. And I'm like, first of all,
that's it.
That nail color is ugly. The one you got is ugly. Like, no matter what, you got ugly nails, whether it was the right color or not.
See, and this brings me to nobody gives it. Lala and I talked about this yesterday. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck about you. Does she really think she's going to show up to her birthday? At the worst case scenario, her friends are going to see her nails and go, oh, that's in their head. That's an ugly color. And move on with their night. Nobody gives a fuck.
I did talk about this. I looked at her nails twice. I wouldn't even care about it.
What color was it? Like a gray or brown?
No, it was blue. Oh. She wanted like a metallic blue and these were just like blue nails.
Okay.
And she was going on and on about them. And I literally wanted to tell her, there are people dying in the world.
Right.
All right. And this is your reaction over some fucking nails, right, dude?
And she made the tech feel horrible.
She did. And even the owner was like rushing, being like, did you... No, but even without, like, yeah, she kept checking on us to make sure we were happy. But she was like, did you put an extra coat on this nail? Or did you put an extra coat on her nails? Like, how did this happen? And it's like... Why are we talking about how this happened? How could the blue nail not be the blue she chose? I'm like, this is not a big deal.
And the whining and the... Shut up. I'm shocked you didn't say anything, Lise.
I thought Lisa would.
I was biting my tongue because I didn't want to make it worse. Because I was about to go off on her.
Well, it was Valentine's Day.
Your first time there. You don't want to make a scene.
No, it was her birthday. That is what was the big day. You know what I would have said?
You got another one coming next year.
I would have said. No, to be honest, I probably would have said this. If she was right there, I would have bit my tongue, and then been like, they're fine. I think they're fine. And done that like crazy eye, like passive aggressive. Hey, they're fine. We can stop talking about it now, right? They're fine. Kyle does it all the time, and it gets scary.
Oh,
he'll go, hey, we're
that.
Good, right? You're good, right?
Oh, I'm going to start doing that. Yeah. Be passive aggressive. Yeah. I'm like, just good, aggressive. Right?
I'm like, oh.
I'm just aggressive.
And you know, she wanted to talk about her nails and complain about them. Tell them what happened to my Chanel wallet.
Well, after Lisa was done talking about how
annoying she was,
fabulous the treatment was, you know, because it was.
I got a sugar scrub. Like, they offered me everything under the sun.
Aren't they
Why
great?
Do they never do that for me?
She didn't
Every
get
time
any of
I go,
things.
No one even offers. Like, I look
feet?
Over at Lisa and she's got warm towels, paraffin wax, sugar scrubs, and I'm like,
well, they're trying to get the 6 inches of dead skin off her foot.
The dino feet.
Well, like, I appreciate it.
What
I got
can
the
we give her that
I
allows us to
you
wear
know
gloves?
You just, they use gloves on me too.
Oh,
they use gloves on everybody. Oh, Lisa, you deserved all
Lisa,
of those
you have
things.
Beautiful dinosaur
but
feet.
I don't have beautiful feet.
You have
and
beautiful
I realize
feet.
That.
I have
but you know
beautiful
what?
To me.
But they work. That's what she's going to say. They work. But they work. And the only reason I call them dino feet is because she could kick full steel.
And not
and
feel it.
Goes like this. Ow.
Oh, no.
She used
Easton,
to, back
in my
day,
clouds,
she...
in my cloud shoes.
Yeah, your bunions flying out.
No, I have a hole in my shoe that I must have hit a nail or something.
A nail?
Well,
something
where?
Ripped my shoe.
Like, and you can't feel that? You no, didn't feel that? Good feel for it. You, Lise.
No,
I want
feet
you on my
are
team.
A sight to
at the
see.
End of the
world. But tell them about what happened to my wallet.
So then she's getting out, raving about the treatment, and the Chanel wallet goes straight into the dino foot water. Oh. And it's just floating. And I go, ah, the Chanel! We get it out. We like. I'm
all
telling
my money
the people
is
like
soaking wet on
I give
my cards.
The, I give the woman the tip and it's like wet noodle money.
Oh no. And the one that really got me is I was cleaning out my stuff from Utah and I came across a check from 2000, I think, and 11.
Should have tried to cash it.
No, it's Macy's and it's a gift. It's $65.
Yeah.
No expiration.
I've never seen somebody get so excited.
Are you going to use it?
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yes, you are. Oh, my Macy's.
But I was so worried
no
about, that's what I was more worried about than the Chanel wallet, that all the ink was going to bleed and it wouldn't be.
Oh, you're $65.
I would have given you the $65.
Coupon queen. At least I appreciate
In fact,
that.
I would have rounded up to a hundo for you.
Well,
don't
bring
spend
it
all.
Bring
it on. Spend it all in one place.
That's great.
Tell us about the car crash you witnessed, Easton.
Oh my gosh. All right. On my birthday, we're
talk about your birthday.
Yes,
by the way, we recorded
happy.
Last that... Monday. And
happy
we know,
birthday.
We know that the episode airs Wednesdays, which was your birthday, and I apologize. We did not
I
wish
like to
you
keep
happy...
it under the radar.
Well,
because I could have said something, but I
happy,
don't.
Happy birthday.
Well,
happy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
we love
you.
Valentine's
me...
baby. Hey,
thank you. Thank you for letting me use
one.
Your house. Me and my friends very much enjoyed it.
Like I said, what's mine is yours. Thank I hope you. That you had the best time.
And for watching my dogs, you guys. That
Love
thank
those
you.
Pooches.
How old are you? 32, yeah?
One.
31.
31.
Okay, so
Bang.
Tell us.
So we're driving, and we're going to Joshua Tree. So there's like a frontage road and then just hundreds of windmills. So we see this car on the frontage road, and they're moving. And, like, you can kind of, you know when you see, like, the car doing hops?
Like, yes. It looks like it's a little out of control.
Yeah.
Okay.
We see the car turn, and it just is upside down for, like, 2 seconds. And it just slams into the dirt.
Wait, so it, like, hits something, and it was, like,
airborne
upside down?
For, like, 2 seconds. Like, two people, yeah, two
other
people got off the
freeway. And then it landed on the top?
On the top. And just because I think Joshua Tree and, like, all of it, like, it's soft dirt, like, it didn't keep flipping. So it just, like...
Slid
on its hood. And so we were like, holy shit. So we got off on the next exit and backtrack. She indeed flipped her car. And like, we're getting out of the car going, what day are we about to have?
Right.
Like, is she dead?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So, like, we rush to the car. A door is open. There's needles everywhere.
No. And you got to be careful around that.
After we saw that, like, I feel bad, but, like, she was bleeding from her forehead.
Could it have been insulin needles?
Not witnessing this woman, no. Okay. She had a little bit of the chin. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, so she's,
what's
like.
What's the chin?
Yeah.
No teeth?
Well, just like
where their chin can touch their nose. You get
no, that's no teeth, right?
Yeah,
that's
like rotted heroin. Teeth. Yeah,
it's like of heroin. Sorts.
Yeah, smoking right? Crack. That's kind of how you get it.
I just don't think someone who had an insulin needle, they would just like be strewn everywhere.
No, and like her
like
car.
I'm just asking.
Yeah,
a good question.
Benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
but no, looking at her, and then her boyfriend, same chin.
Oh, he was.
We get to the car. We see her. We're about to reach in and help. We see needles. She's bleeding. Ooh. I don't want to. I don't know if I have open wounds.
No.
So she's gotta just going, gloves. I'm okay. So we're like, all right, let's get out. So I walk to the front of the car to see if there's anything spilling out, anything that could cause a fire. And I hear.
What's that?
I mean, it's probably just coolant that got like.
Yeah, radiator. Really,
yeah. But I was like, let's just move just in case because it would have started something.
Right.
Another guy called the police. And they started coming.
Was she pissed that the police were called?
Oh, I know. I wanted to stay, but it was my birthday and I want to go to drug yeah. retreat. So we didn't stay for the full thing.
And she was okay.
And she
was,
okay. This woman gets out of the car, looks at us and goes, I got to call him. We're thinking, who? We called him.
The police.
So, yeah. But no, she wanted to call her boyfriend.
Oh.
So she just grabs her phone. Before the cops get there, she walks like 300 yards. Before they stop
Ethan FaceTimed me, and he was like, well, that's the woman walking right there. She was like,
I thought she said, I gotta go home.
No, she did. Was she fleeing
the scene?
Oh, she was fleeing. And so what's funny is, like, the car crash was, like, here.
Yeah.
And her home was here.
Oh.
So she was like,
almost
just trying to walk home, and it didn't happen.
Oh, God. Did they catch her?
Yeah, they caught her. So the ambulance came, and then the other, like, we saw the firefighters, and they were like, you saw the needles, right, to us. And we were like, oh, yeah. They were like, did you help her? We were like, no.
And they said good?
They were like, good.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you know what? She's lucky she didn't take some other car out.
That really caused serious injuries.
Yeah, 100%.
And just, like, to see, like, a car in the air for that long, slam, and then for her to get out, like, that's adrenaline, but also that's drugs.
Yeah.
That's because, drugs.
Well, it's like when you're drunk. You're very, but everyone else is pretty limber.
Kind of like when I'm drunk, I'm very balloonish.
I'm very stiff 24/7. Since I don't drink, I'm never.
You were never, you could, Lisa, your legs were like this when you were drinking.
Yeah, I know.
Is that her walking?
Yeah. Anyway, back to the
sliding.
Overall, did you have an amazing time?
No, it was a great birthday. We looked up to see, but that county has us there. You can't look. They passed a law, we think, that you can't view, but we were going to see if they got her, but we couldn't find
her. Damn, drugs are not good.
They got her.
Be drug free.
So, yeah, there were needles. There was a whole bunch of stuff. But yeah, she tried to flee the scene, but they got her.
Thank God.
I got a couple of photos that I can send you.
Stop. Yeah. I want to see.
It's pretty gnarly.
I want to see. Lisa would have.
Do you want to see now?
I was going to say Lisa would have loved to see this because weren't you on a kick from watching like dash cam videos for a little bit?
She loves.
I watched dash cam videos, but they are posting things that I do not appreciate.
Oh, like nudies?
Asses.
Twerks?
Asses.
Twerking asses, baby.
So I unfollowed them.
No, but she continues to do this thing. Like, I've known that they post asses. For months
Lauren,
now.
I've unfollowed. Where is it? It keeps popping up.
I think your algorithm just loves ass.
Yeah. She shows it to me again 2 days ago. And I was like, Mom, I understand. I know. Because she's like, look at what pops up.
You understand, like, if you see a video, the more time that you spend on that video,
I deleted it for you. I unfollowed.
I don't know why he posts this
Like, right when you see it, go to the next.
I unfollowed. I thought I followed. Unfollowed.
Yeah, so if you're listening, dash cam person on Instagram, stop posting asses.
And just post dash cam
for
my mother.
No one wants it.
No one. Well, I imagine no one's following the account. You're fine with it?
I mean,
well,
no, kind of lightens the comments because I've read some of the comments previously.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, trash page, porn page. Like,
after seeing all of these crashes, it's okay to see some ass.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was disgusting.
Good for you, Ethan. Disgusting.
Because it was a little more than just an ass.
I'll see an ass showing here and there.
Well, they can't like put porn it was on Instagram.
More, what do you mean it was more than? I saw like, the video.
I know that. She's
no, on a, she had a little.
A little
vagina?
No.
She, no.
Lisa.
Yes, swear. I was done.
Oh my gosh. Have you, guys ever seen Naked Attraction?
Are you for real?
Have you seen it? I've never seen it.
She was talking about this on Netflix. Do you listen to
no,
anyone?
Not, no.
She talked about
this
it.
This was a promo clip we used.
That's why I think I watched it, you know, like subconsciously. That's why it was in the back of my mind.
Do you
mind.
Not love like looking at the vaginas and penises and tits? Do you
I
not love
did.
It? It's amazing.
I enjoyed it.
No, it's so
we,
great.
Yeah, we fast forward through it.
It does it not make you feel
good about your body?
So good about my
no,
body.
No, I feel great about my body after. Well, I don't know. I didn't really. I almost went into the bedroom and looked at myself naked after it. But I was like, you know what? Let's just have a good birthday.
I find the best way to appreciate your birthday is staring at yourself in your birthday suit the way you came into this world.
Well, with a few changes.
What did I get
That's
done?
True.
You grew up.
Oh.
That's true.
Your balls like, dropped.
Let's hope you grew up.
You grew up.
Grew up and out and down and whatever.
That's true.
Out and down?
Up and out and down. That's very true.
Out and down. Mom, I love you. And I hate when we fight.
I don't like it either.
It's devastating.
But we had fun today. We went furniture shopping. We got a bagel. We're going to go get shades at the shade store.
This is an exciting day.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Let's talk about Beverly Hills. Did you watch either of you? Easton didn't, I know, because it was his birthday. Jess, it's
I didn't.
All good.
Usually you text me, it's but okay. I should have looked at the notes.
I
you
think know, I watched it.
You
Did
watched
you?
It with me, yeah. Mom.
All right, let's hear the notes from you guys.
So I am really digging Sutton this season. I feel like when she first came onto the show, I've always kind of been into her. I just like the way, I like the way that she dresses. I like her little shady judgments on people. Like, I just dig her, right? But I'm, like, especially digging her this season. And I think it's because we're seeing a side to her where, like, we're seeing a very, like, human side, right? Like, we saw what... And it's a human side, but we're also talking about, like, it's so fucking bougie where she's like, I have Merce. Merce is Ashes. And then she talks about who Merce is, and he's some, like, fabulous person that Erica Jane is like, anyone in the dance community knows who Merce is. Like, it's still very bougie. Like, I cannot relate.
But why do they always throw the ashes out to sea and they always blow on
They them? Always blow back. They always blow back.
What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, last week's episode, it happened to the girls again.
Well, yeah, but
the wind.
Yeah, usually wind comes inland.
I know. So why do these people continue to want to just go like this with dust? It's dust.
It's dust and it blows back in your face.
Because all we are is dust in the wind.
I love that song.
Mom says, I want you guys to play that at my funeral. Oh. I'm like, oh. I'm going to have everyone with bags of Lisa's ashes going like this.
Swinging them around.
Playing the song. Like with someone with a banjo. All we are is dust in the
wind. Oh my God, I love, would
it.
Love that.
I just
know. You know what I love about Sutton too is she's a fellow horse lover like I am. So
yeah, but she's a horse lover and her horse is like $5 billion and she's like, there's Santos. And her assistant's like, that's not Santos. And she goes, it looks like him. And then it flashes to what Santos looks like. It's like literally nothing alike. The other horse.
When they were at the corral, right? At the riding stable.
The other horse had no white on it.
None.
Her horse had lots of white on it. So I do love that. Yeah, she loves horses. She loves
a horse.
Expensive things.
Yes.
This one comes in the
shape
of a horse.
And she has a cute boyfriend that she's dated for a couple of times.
Yeah, and I love that they go to Surly Goat and they like throw darts. It's very, and she brings her ocean spray mixer out of her Celine bag.
Wow.
He makes a joke about Celine Dion making purses and Sutton.
She laughed.
She laughed, which was huge. Like Sutton is all about her labels, right? Yeah. I remember when Sutton first stepped into the scene and Dorit had on this fabulous, like, very fitted, boxy, like, I don't know, shoulder paddy. Fenty, like Rihanna.
Not Fendi. Yes.
And Sutton could not have been more offended at the fact that, like, celebrities should not have fashion lines. She has no interest. Like, she knows what she likes. And even though her clothing sometimes, I'm like, I personally wouldn't wear it, the fact that it's so expensive, I respect it.
Right?
Oh, not me. Mm.
Easton, you shut your filthy mouth.
Like her, but I don't care.
When it comes
expensive.
To Sutton. So then we're finally opening up, Kyle, about her relationship with Mo. Mom, let me ask you something, because I have not been in a committed relationship. I'm going to pretend like the one and only that I felt like I was in does not exist.
Right.
And let's just say I have never been in a committed relationship.
Okay.
Especially for 27 years, like Kyle and Mauricio. When you watch, what do you think is happening? Because
I think they've drifted apart. And I think because his business has gotten so big and he's so not present in their marriage, he's more present in worrying about what the next golf game is in the next city or country that he's going to. And she's feeling a little bit left out. And
do you think there was cheating involved?
You know, the way that it seems like it's playing out, I think there may have been some infidelities that went on on top of everything else. But I just feel like he's not present.
Yeah, and he's looking a little haggard. And it's not haggard like stress. It's like, oh, you're like going out and partying.
Yeah. That's like what it looks like to me.
Yeah, like the eyes are a little hazy.
Glazed.
Right. Now, again, could be stress. I'm not saying that that is exactly what he's out doing. I'm just saying from my own experience and how I've looked when I party hardy on a huge budget.
Right.
And he has a very big budget to hardy on. So yes. I could see why he looks a little haggard.
Well, you know what else, too, is a red flag to me is she's gotten new tattoos and he hasn't even noticed them.
They're not sleeping together.
Like, are they not?
They're
together.
Definitely not sleeping like, together.
Mm-mm. He doesn't see her in the shower.
Together.
Like,
yeah, there's they're distant. Let me ask you a quick question about this, both of you, but more so you, Lise, because you were in a very long relationship. At this point, they've grown apart, right? Do you think there's something in fighting for that relationship? We've been together so long, go to therapy, do what you got to do to make it work. Or it's like, you know what? The human experience. Some people just grow apart and then it's like,
I don't know that people are going to like what my mom has to say about that.
Okay.
My mom is old school.
Well, I think I am old school and I think you fight for it.
Okay.
But if there's infidelities for me, like had my husband cheated on me, I don't think I could have been come back.
Wait, so do you believe in therapy? Like couples therapy?
Do you know what? I've never done therapy and I feel like therapy dredges up a whole lot of other things. Like you have the tip of the iceberg. And they go down and the whole thing crumbles.
So maybe you believe in therapy, but you are very specific when it comes to the therapist. And let's focus on the situation at hand.
I don't want to
don't
dig
be
up
the
when
therapist I where I come in and sit down and you go, well, let's talk about your childhood. It's
yeah,
like,
I don't
want to
do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you do
believe
in. I
want the here and now.
You want the here and now.
I agree with you on that. That's what I'd want.
But don't you think it's fair for a therapist to say, how did we get here?
Absolutely. But I don't want him to say it stems from my childhood and this, that, and the other and the way I was treated as a child or my parents or whatever. Like, I want the here and now, and I have this relationship with my husband. We're not getting along, and I want to fix it. How do I do that?
Okay.
I think you'd be surprised. I think I just restarted therapy again. Shout out BetterHelp. But I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot how much I love therapy.
Therapy's great. And it is all about when someone's like, I don't like therapy, I think it's because they had a situation with a certain therapist that just didn't hit. So from my perspective, and just because I've lived in this city for a little over a decade now, I don't think Mo is a one. I don't think he has been faithful to Kyle. I have heard nothing but incredible things about Kyle. Kyle has been nothing but kind to me every time I've seen her. She's raised fantastic children. I think that, like, her home life and what she did for her family, her husband, I mean, they really came from, like, a very normal household.
I think she's amazing.
She's fantastic.
She has gazillions of dogs. Like, any, like, no.
Lisa loves that she has the dogs.
Well, no, but to me that shows, like, a true heart.
Yeah.
You know, for her to do that. But I don't like how he kept telling her, you know, we're going to be empty nesters. What Portia's what, 13? How old is she?
13 or 14.
Like, they're not empty nesters.
Wait,
for
is she
the youngest?
Someone told me she was 16 now. You know what? She may be 16 because London, Amber's daughter, is 14, and I think she's a couple years older than her. Yeah.
Portia.
I think Portia might be around 15 or 16. But guess what? That's a couple years from now. So focus on now.
The here and now.
I think Kyle puts so much of her time and effort into running kids around, creating a beautiful household, supporting her husband so that he could get to where,
where he is now.
And now it's like, my husband doesn't really need my support anymore. My children don't really need me. And when she said, I don't want to accept things that I wouldn't want my daughters to accept. And that was like, I had chills.
Yes.
And she had tears in her eyes. And it was like, you know,
that's
what?
Why I think it's more than
it's
more than
so
just
much more
than this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And life is too short.
Absolutely.
Be done. You want to be sleeping or hanging out with the 28-year-old chick. You know what? Go do that.
Go do it.
Well, and once a cheater, I'm sorry, that saying always a cheater, like your trust is gone. How do you come back from that?
Well, you and I are very much the same, Mom. And for me, I had two hard lines. If you choose to do drugs and if you choose to step out on the relationship, there is no coming back. There's no conversation. I wish you the best.
Right.
Get away from me.
Yeah.
Because the trust is gone and I can't come back from it. There are women we know who there's been infidelity and they work on it. They get married. They have children. And I'm like, I just could never.
I actually know of some whose relationship ended up, or at least seems like getting stronger. It was a husband and wife, and there was infidelity, and then but it just was caused from they grew apart, there was infidelity, they decided they wanted to make it work, and then they like refound each other. And then it was like a beautiful, but I'm
it's
sure.
Kind of like the movie
and it was
Hall
more
Pass.
Age. It was more, do you think it was age?
You've never
do you
seen
think it
Hall
was age?
Pass?
Or just points in time?
Maybe it was, they got married when they were like 18, 19.
That is so young.
And then this is like they're in their 50s now.
See, I think that's very sweet.
So did they part and then come back at a later date, like years later?
No, but I know we know of someone like that too. They separated and then they came back. It's just, it's like, to me, the older I get, I'm like, everyone's human experience. I just am like, do what you do. Do what you...
Well, but in this situation, they're not going to separate and come back together. Yeah. What when they're... I'm 76.
They
now.
Might, though. They might. What if they get old and they're like, I want to die with the person I spent most of my life with at like 75?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. It's wild.
Sex drives is gone at 75, probably.
Is it, though? I heard
I don't know. Viagra gives you that big old stiff.
Oh, the man.
I heard.
To the fucking stay rock hard. It's like, get away from me.
I heard old folks' homes are like rampant with sex.
Oh,
Kyle used to volunteer at one.
Just old skin fucking.
See, we really so much to look forward to.
I know.
Like, what even is age?
I know.
You know, with a little lubrication and a little blue pill.
You can do whatever.
Well, and look at how women and men are looking these days. Like, they look 10, 20, 30 years younger.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, there you
go. So, did we watch Vanderpump Rules?
Yes! I'm excited to get into this one. I gotta say,
Lisa,
good episode.
Lisa, I love you, but she doesn't really watch Vanderpump Rules, so she doesn't know what's happening.
Okay.
But feel free to weigh in from afar.
Okay.
I was a fan of this episode. I think it's picked up a little. How do you feel?
I thought it was slow, but I think it's ramping up for the Tahoe trip.
I think we're now seeing it was.
There's structure now.
The group doesn't feel as like separate.
Yes.
It feels like we're somewhat trying, like we're braiding the hair, mm-hmm. right? The hair was all a mess. Then we separated it into two. Now we've separated it into three and we're starting the criss and the crossing.
This is a great Ooh. Comparison, actually.
It is.
You know?
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you
thank
think
you.
About that or did you stumble upon it?
No, I was just thinking of we're
intertwining.
And
everything.
I'm like, a braid. Fabulous braid.
A fabulous braid. Let's talk about you, if you're good with it. You and Lisa and
I didn't
Sheena.
Make any notes, so I'm just going to let you run okay. with this segment.
So, Lala, Lisa, and Sheena scene. One thing I do want to note, didn't I drop you off at Lisa's that day and get stuck in the driveway?
Yeah, you did.
So that was quite a day.
Yeah.
And got scared. And then Ken watched me as I'm backing with my Jeep, with my bottom bitch Jeep Patriot, trying not to, with my Jeep, hit all the expensive cars just lined up on the driveway. And Ken's just staring at me. And I'm like, oh.
And that makes you even more nervous.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, it was bad. I had anxiety that day.
But yet you did it without backing into another car. And you didn't even have a beeper.
I did.
Weird.
Lisa.
Can I be honest?
What?
I was staring at the... No. I wish it would have beeped. I was staring at the light over the porch and thinking it's too...
Low.
Too low.
Did you notice that too?
It's a good thing you told me this today and not yesterday because I would have had a field day with you. But of course you wouldn't have said that yesterday because then you would have had to admit some sort of wrongdoing. God forbid.
Holy.
But the beepers didn't go off.
The beepers didn't go off. It's their fault, to be quite honest.
Did you turn them off on accident?
They beep.
Oh.
No, they beeped just fine for me today. It's all
okay.
good.
So you, Sheena, and Lisa Vanderpump, I want to ask, so this was like a emotional scene. All mm-hmm. three of you cried. How'd you feel going into it? Were you expecting that conversation to happen?
No, okay. I was not expecting that conversation to be that way at all because Sandoval hadn't really, like, unless I was with Ariana, like, talking about Tom Sandoval never really came up. So when I was going to link up with Lisa, like, we don't really talk about Tom Sandoval.
Right.
So when she brought his mental health into it, then it was... I was feeling like a few things. I was like, I certainly don't want to participate in someone feeling that way. He did this. I don't want to be responsible for someone else's mental health. That seems like a huge weight to put on somebody. But I also want to be soft and sensitive. There were a lot of things happening at once because it was still new and fresh. And we hadn't seen this person in a really long time, nor spoken about him, really. I mean, what? We talked about him on the podcast. But, like, in my day-to-day, it was like he was somewhere and now we're here filming the show and it's very Sandoval heavy. So it was bringing back all the emotions of, like, how poorly he treated me. And, yes, mm-hmm. I went really, really heavy in the paint on him. I don't regret that, but I certainly know how to disengage and back off.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was ended up being a healthy conversation. How do you feel how did you feel at the end of it? Do you remember? Because you did. You were emotional and like frustrated, but then toward the end you could see the softer side. You were crying and you were, you know.
Well, I feel like that's what was so hard about this season, especially at the beginning, is it's like trying to put your guard down and get rid of what your own personal experience is. And see people as people again, it's like there's a huge internal conflict that happens. You're like, I want to be soft and I want to heal and I want the tools to do those things. But like we're talking about this and I'm angry mm-hmm. because this is what I've experienced. And like I don't know how to let it go. And you'll see that internal battle happening a lot for me the entire season. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I don't know how to control it. So I kind of like vent and purge and then I just start sobbing because I can't find the middle ground yet.
Yeah. And you're finding, you're looking for it, mm-hmm. which you can tell.
But that conversation, yeah. I like that we had it and I loved that Lisa brought it to my attention because there, I don't want to put everyone in the same category as my own experience. I don't want that at all. I will live a really sad and isolated life if I do that. And you hear me in my confessional say, when I thought about Tom Sandoval, I did not think about his mental health because I pictured him as, yep. you know what I say. Mm-hmm. And they don't have feelings. They don't think about stuff like that. They just think about how can I get this to go away? Who can I shut up? Who can I pay off? Like that's where I was thinking. I'm like, that's who Tom Sandoval is. And that's not entirely true. Maybe it is. I don't know. All I know is I got to heal a little bit so that people are welcomed into my life at some point again.
Yeah. That's anyway. You said, I wrote, you said a line about, I think you were discussing your trauma. I thought this was a very beautiful episode for you. It's showing us, I don't know how the season goes. I haven't seen any episodes. You are, in my opinion, the most vulnerable I've ever seen you ever on the show, period.
I feel like this season I've been the most truthful and vulnerable, and I've put my guard down to where I don't have this armor on going into every single, like, my heart is like out there, and it made me very
nervous.
You can
see with how you are emotional.
Yeah.
Can we talk about people saying Sandoval? I'm seeing a lot of talk online about them saying he's, I want to use the right term, not victimizing mental health, but he's basically using the mental health aspect in his favor to get sympathy. I very heavily disagree on this, but I am curious what you think, because I see a lot of back and forth online. People saying, this isn't right, Sandoval. You shouldn't be doing this. We see what you're doing. And other people being like, what do you expect? He's been harassed. Of course he's going to get to this point.
I feel like when the scene with Billy, I really, really enjoyed Billy Lee in her scene with Sandoval. She and I have had a really rocky road, but I do I respect her and what she's gone through, and I can never imagine the road that she's been on. So if there's one thing that I do have for her, it's a tremendous amount of respect. And for her to open up about there were times where we thought that, like, we were going to lose you. You know, we have to remember, like, he was being slammed. Like, he was being talked about at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We were talking about him, slamming him on the podcast. We were making merch. Bravo blogs were going in on him. Like, at some point, that is going to fuck with you mentally. And he should be allowed to come on the show that he's been a part of for 11 years and say, this affected me, without other people being the judge and jury on if his mental health and it being jeopardized is real or not. You know, let's just say he is victimizing it. He has to live with that, not me. But let's say he's not and something happens and I double down, then I have to live with that. And I'll be damned.
Absolutely. And I do want to get to that scene where they mention you and Sheena in the podcast and Sandoval. But let's cut to, because this was next, the Schwartz pool moment. I'm about to make a bold statement. He was crushing on you. Like, he was like, you could tell. I don't know. So, did you see it?
I did, but he reminds me of my a buddy back in Utah, Walter Hogan.
Yeah,
shout out Walter.
Like, he's just like he's such a good person, and I think that Tom has been Schwartz has just been hated on as much as he has Sandoval. That getting that from Lauren, that conversation that was heartfelt, I think made him feel like he could be happy. I don't think he was crushing. I think he was happy that he was being heard. Somebody was talking to him, with it being not about Sandoval and just working towards something. So I think he was just a place of happiness, because that's how Walter used to get. And I think he was just happy to feel like it was before Sandoval ever happened. Like, that's how...
Feeling like he felt like he's been shunned so much.
Yeah, he's shunned, and now he feels like that conversation, I feel like, was a big first step for, like, what we're about to see in Tahoe, and I think he's excited. So I think that's what I was getting
That's what I gathered,
like,
too.
Yeah, okay. Like
when, when he was like, you know, I've always thought you're so stunning, but, like, in a platonic way. And, like, it's the reason I fell in love with you. You know, like, as friends, and I was like, I know what you mean. Like, I'm not thinking that, like, we're gonna, like, go make babies. I'm well aware that you mean, like, we're just homies.
Background check first.
He'll pass.
Yeah.
No, because he did pay so heavily in Scandoval and then also take Scandoval out of it, I was coming for him so hard last season. I was calling him a fucking loser. You're a slob.
I like
Look
how he apologized.
He was coming for you.
He was coming for me too. I was rising to the occasion.
Like yes.
But I don't care what anyone says. On this cast, when you come for me, I will demolish you. So no matter what, it never
she
is
gets
equal.
Very spicy.
I was about to say, it's
never fair play.
Right.
But you know? She learned from me, so.
Yeah, I know. Go for the jugular, really make them feel like shit,
yeah.
And then just go, I am so sorry.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. So even though he was coming for me, like it left like a scratch where I then grabbed my grenade launchers and my AK-47s and just, you know, and it wounds people and they carry it with them.
Right.
Where he's like, well, I'm sorry that what I said about your lips. And I'm like, honey, I'm the finest bitch walking this planet. All right. All right.
I like how he brings a plant everywhere he goes.
I know. All the
14 plants or some shit.
No, I died. Allie was like, I'm going to have to hire a gardener. I laughed.
She was funny.
I'm gonna invite him to my place.
She was so funny.
Okay, really quick.
Yeah.
You and James, the scene with you two. You know what? I thought it was really great because you guys, you're right. You'll probably never have a friendship like James. You guys went through the messiest days together and crazy relationships, and now you're on your own journeys and you're adults, and it's just it was beautiful. I like the friendship. I like the Lala James friendship.
I like James a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the podcast was mentioned. Shout out
to give them Lala.
Daryl, you know, Sandoval.
You're in your Daryl.
Yeah,
you played that,
Daryl,
didn't you?
That's a good one. Hey. Sandoval just saying that Sheena and Lala were like basically the leaders of showing everyone how to treat them. How do you feel about
the
that?
The mean girls.
Yeah, just like.
I don't think.
Yeah, I'm sure people were following.
Yeah.
Our lead. I thought Sheena was. I didn't listen to Sheena's podcast, so I can't even speak on the things that she was saying.
Right.
I can only speak to what I was doing, and I was out here speaking my truth. And there's one thing you will never take from me, and that is my voice. And if I have an opinion, I'm going to vocalize it. And if I say some funny shit, and someone out here decides to try and go make merch off of something I said, I'm going to hop on that and say, no, that's mine. I'm making the merch.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, when something happens and I know that the moment is going to pass, I'm going to jump on it and monetize the fuck out of it.
Right.
Which is exactly what I did. And I'm sorry if that upset you. But, like, you went and did this and I could have fallen back, but like I said, send it to Daryl. I made the funny video. Like, you're not taking credit for that.
Right.
Had this not happened though, you wouldn't have had that. Well, guess what? I didn't need this to happen. Mm. Like, this wasn't send it to Daryl was not make or break.
Well, it's a big
my
if.
My life.
It's a big if.
It's a big if. You did, but it did happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, people love to live in the what ifs. Well, the if don't matter because it did happen. So I capitalized off of it. And yes, I would also be angry if the person who I did not like for a really long time was proven right about who I was and then made a lot of money off of my fuck up. I would also be a little bit bitter. So I'm not upset at him bringing that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to say that we were the driving force, I think that's giving us way too much credit.
Way too much. I think that everybody
way too much credit.
A lot of people. Yeah, yeah, there was a lot. You didn't make Team Ariana shirts.
I think we were all just in the tsunami of coming at
you. Yeah.
No, and let's remember, had he not said certain things to me and he had been like a good guy to me and Raquel and I would have stayed on a good path, like going to that reunion, it would have been really hard for me to go insane. But you weren't cool to me. You said a lot of messed up stuff. Going as far as calling me a mistress, saying that I need to be real with my life, and you don't think I'm going to have a heyday with this? Mm. I felt so vindicated. I was like, all these years I've been trying to say that you two people, and I've been called a bully, and you're a bitch, and you're jealous, and in this moment right now, you have gone above and beyond to prove that I'm right, and you think I'm just going to sit here quietly? Do you know me but at all? No, I'm riding it. Woohoo, the high horse.
Not the riding.
Oh, yeah, we're humping the high horse. Right? I'm getting my rocks off, bitch. Oh,
the poor fucking horse.
The poor horse. Lucky horse.
So, yes. I understood where he was coming from.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'd be mad. I would be very mad, too. Yeah. At myself.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. I think that's where it's coming from.
He's mad at himself.
Okay. He's okay. mad at himself.
Proving you right.
Yeah. Last but not least, I cried at the James Graham scene. Did you see that, Lise? You didn't see it? Because I feel like Lisa would have cried.
I cried.
I didn't. Oh,
the James Graham scene. And you could tell he was not expecting that, you guys. Sometimes they not film, but sometimes they'll be like, oh, you're filming with you.
Well, I think he thought he was coming in to have Lisa, because we had told him, like, Lisa talked to us about Sandoval's mental health. Remember at the dinner that he had with Allie and Brock and Sheena. So I think he thought, I'm going to Vanderpump Dogs. And Lisa's going to tell me, like, go to Tahoe, ease up on Sandoval. Instead, Graham comes running down the stairs.
No, Lisa, you'll cry.
I have to watch it.
No, she goes,
it's Graham. And she goes, yes, James, he was rescued. And he just
sobs.
Loses it.
It was beautiful. It was so beautiful.
You'll sob
your
eyes out.
I can't even think about it right now.
You will sob. Well, she's already crying. He was like, it was Graham's, this was his destiny to work his way back to me.
Yeah. It was beautiful. It was really sweet. But I think.
I'm crying too.
No, it was such a cute moment.
Yeah. I'm excited for next week, which is Tahoe. I'm stoked to see that.
Tahoe's going to be.
It's a good kickoff.
Yeah.
Like it was slow, but I think that we're going to get into some good stuff now.
But we knew that it was going to be slow.
Yeah.
Like,
we talked about
the group. Like, I know what everyone is probably wanting in their minds, but the thing that I love about Vanderpump Rules is this show is so authentic. We're not casting. There has been a time when we had Baskin, he was like, we've tried casting for this show. And when you do that, you get season 8, which does not end well.
No.
We're all real friends. We all have real feelings for each other, good, bad sometimes. And we're having to film a television show now where it's like a lot of us don't fuck with each other. And a lot of us look at each other with a side eye. And like we didn't really, it just brought up a lot of emotions, whether it was about Scandoval, your own trust issues, how people handled it. It doesn't matter. Like it's a rebuilding. So just stick with us and like try to understand, like if this were to happen in your friend group, how it would be to film a television show with all of them still.
Yeah.
That was a fun pod. Mom, I'm so happy.
Do you want to do ache and relief or no?
Oh, yeah. Let's do an ache and relief. Easton, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. The ache and relief is, my homie came out for my birthday. Shout out Taylor Apgood and everything. So
we love relief, a good tap good.
Yeah. My relief of the week was just my birthday, going and spending some time and hanging with friends and just relaxing.
Fun.
And then the ache of the relief or the week is I don't have one. Just when he leaves.
Moving.
Oh,
you got a week.
Huh?
Leave.
With you?
Yeah. All that moving we had to do.
Mm. We've already done a podcast covering that.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, it's been a 2-week move, baby.
That
it's
can
been
be your ache, though,
hell.
Lise.
That's
yeah, Mom,
ache.
Do you have an ache and relief of the week?
My ache is backing into Bradley's car. And my relief is that we made up and we're on our way to buying furniture and shades.
That's a good one.
What a life.
No one died.
Love you, bitch.
Backing into Bradley's car. I love you.
And that I had a birthday, Valentine birthday boy.
Jessica, go for it, my love.
Okay, my ache was a literal ache. I had been having back pain forever, thinking it was a pulled muscle in jujitsu. And so I was like, this is crazy. I finally went to a chiropractor last week. I had gone to the doctor, everything. I go to the chiropractor last week, and this is now my relief. He is like, do you know your ribs popped out of place?
What?
And I was like, are
you? Have they
you...
been uneven? Have they been uneven?
And they've always been uneven my whole
life.
Okay,
so that's
so
not
I couldn't
a telltale.
Tell.
Okay.
And he was like, it's bad. And I've just been jujitsuing. So anyway, he popped it back in, most painful thing ever. But I was like, oh. Like it was like.
Did it feel so good?
Not immediate. Like immediately it was sore because the popping in. But I was the next day I was like, oh my God, I'm a new woman.
I love that for you.
It's great now. So there we go.
Love the chiropractor.
I learned something. Yeah. I didn't even know you could pop your ribs
out.
Yeah,
it was like sticking out.
Oh yeah, Easton. You can milk anything with nipples.
I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Milk me. My ache of the week is beefing with my mom.
It's really affected the both of you.
I would rather beef, like literally fighting with my mom is like worse than like beefing with, I'd rather have someone be like, hey, your husband of 27 years is cheating on you.
Yeah.
Than beef one day with my mom.
No.
My relief is that we are killing it with getting fabulous, gorgeous furniture for the new house. It's so fucking elevated, and I just feel like a rich bitch.
You are a rich bitch.
Falling on a budget, but I looks like a rich bitch.
Hey.
Always got a ball on a budget.
Oh, forever. Yeah. Love a good coupon, don't we, Lisa?
Yeah. Oh, no, the guy, the salesperson was saying, I'll give you 30 off this, 40 off this. We're like, yes, score, score.
No, that's President's Day sale.
HD Buttercup.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out. The one over this way is done. Like...
With Josh.
With Josh.
It's like the Disneyland of furniture. Hello, it's where Jeff Lewis goes on Hollywood facelift.
Yes.
Anyway, you guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. I love you all so very much, and I will catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.